Welcome to the Advocacy Podcast, Journeys to Excellence. We speak with Queen's Counsel, trial lawyers and judges from around the world about how they excel in the courtroom. Please subscribe on your favourite podcast platform and visit us for additional resources at theadvocacypodcast.com.
I'm your host, Bibi Badejo. What's so special about the number three? Well, in this brief episode, we'll dive into the world of trilogies with experts Ross Guberman and Roger Dodd. Together, we'll uncover the value of this triadic structure in both written and oral advocacy. So that leads me quite nicely to my next question. You had mentioned earlier systemizing your work. So what is your process for drafting a brief?
I have a pretty distinct process, although it sounds so much nicer the way you say a process. When you start saying process, people think I'm more sophisticated, think I'm more like you. So I actually advise people to do the same thing that I did myself, which is to keep working in lists of three. So right off the bat, there's an Americanism for you, right off the bat. If you had just 30 seconds and could say, I always start with what you would say, you could just speak three sentences, you know, what would those be? And then take each one of those. If you could support that first sentence with three subpoints, what would those be? And on from there. And then when you're talking about facts, you know, relaying facts or even procedure, I have a little bit of a different take. And that is, if you know you're about to churn out 20 pages of facts from some sort of record or some, you know, body of evidence, if the court remembered just three details, what would you want them to be? And going from there. So you can kind of see it's not a glamorous approach. It's not, again, it's not a literary approach. It's a linear approach. But the idea is, at all times, you know what you're doing and you know where you are in the process and you know that you're about to accomplish something, right? There are little milestones. Give yourself a break and then move on to the next step. So very, very linear, 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 linear. And then even get to the paragraph level. Sometimes with people who are brilliant but ramble or digress or are too wordy, what I'll do is I'll say, let's just pretend we take the first sentence of the paragraph and add the phrase "for three reasons," and then we're going to number them first, second, third, or as you might say, first, secondly, thirdly. You see that a lot in the UK, secondly, thirdly. And see, yes. I'm jealous of everything you have over there, except the weather, of course. So yeah, so that's what I've honed over the years, is this idea of linearity and always having a sense of where you are in the process and what you're about to be done with.
That's so clear. If I could just put it in that way, it's so simple and so clear. And also, just from speaking to other guests, Roger Dodd in particular, three seems to be the magic number, because he speaks about trilogies when he's doing his cross-examination.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's research backing that up. There's philosophy. You know, people say it's related to the Holy Trinity. I've heard all sorts of theories, but there is something about three. I mean, maybe again, we're overcomplicating something. Maybe it's something as pedestrian and mundane as that's just sort of a manageable number of reasons, right? If you have only two, people think you're lying. If you have four or five, now they start to think you haven't really worked things through. But there is something, I guess, beautiful in its own way about three.
My personality is, if you ask for 10, you're getting 10. You know, I'm very task oriented. So trilogies becomes very important, not only in cross-examination, but in opening statement and in closing argument, and even in directs. Although I'll tell you, in directs, they almost never work. It's still aspirational to try to get it to work. In cross, you can completely control it. In openings and closings, you can completely control it. And that is, you're going to talk in terms of threes. And guess who was the best trilogy maker I've ever read, I've ever listened to? Winston Churchill. He used trilogies constantly. Look at his speeches. Look at his writings. It's just one after the other after the other, and it becomes very, very comfortable to talk that way. One of the classics one is, I came, I saw, I conquered. You know, that's just a little snapshot of a trilogy. They can be in many, many forms, but it makes you sound more eloquent when you're not. It's studied, it's constructed. It's not eloquence, you build it. But I learned from reading so much at Churchill, he built them. The speeches he gave before Parliament that had one trilogy after another, all prepared ahead of time. Very, very seldom was it off the cuff. And so I really love trilogies to finish a cross, to finish a chapter in cross, and to finish a closing argument. They make very simple propositions very memorable. And you're not sure why that sounds so good. As a listener, you just remember it. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, hey, that was a great trilogy. You know, no one ever says it. But they remember the concept that the trilogy imparted. And so that's why it's so important. And I think, again, in the world of Zoom, it'll become more important because our words are going to carry more significance because we don't have a live audience and we're not using our entire body. So the words have to carry us further than ever.
Do you want to become a better advocate, but you don't have the time to attend long in-person training courses? If so, the Advocacy Coach Members Club is the perfect solution for you. Our members-only club gives you access to concise, advanced advocacy courses that you can learn at your own pace on your own time. You'll also get exclusive access to replays of the Advocacy Clinic, our online platform for lawyers to practice their advocacy skills, and a private members-only podcast. In addition, you'll become part of a community of like-minded lawyers who are all committed to becoming better advocates. You'll have the opportunity to network with other members, share ideas, and get feedback on your work. Join the Advocacy Coach Members Club today and start becoming a better advocate on your own time. To find out more and join, go to theadvocacycoach.com/members club. Become unstoppable at court with the Advocacy Coach, your partner in your journey to advocacy excellence.
Thank you for listening to the Advocacy Podcast, Journeys to Excellence. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and visit us at theadvocacypodcast.com for reading lists and other resources. Until next time.